Hello everyone, this is Dr. Sudhi Mohandas, the co-founder and managing director of iFirst International. We are an organization that has its mission set out to professionalize the nonprofit sector or any cause-based organization or enterprise such they are able to achieve their mission. Today, I'm at the Cheshire Homes in Batu Caves, Selangor, and with me is Datin Paduka Khatija Sulaiman, the president of Cheshire Home. Cheshire Selangor is a nonprofit organization to create opportunities for persons with disabilities towards an independent life. Established in 1963, it was set up to provide for all races and religions, backgrounds, a home for those who are permanently disabled and without any income or resources. Thank you, Datin Paduka, for having me here. I would like to talk to you about Cheshire Home and what makes it so special since it started in 1963. So my first question basically is, why has Cheshire Home reached at this level of reputation in the country?
Yes, thank you very much. Cheshire Home started a very humbling starting in 1963, only with 6 persons with disabilities. And of course, those who were involved, we felt that we have to do more for those who have no homes and those who have nobody to support them. And we took that challenge, and it grew. It grew, and of course, for us, we have to make sure that we are providing services with full a group of skilled workers, and of course, the accountability in which how the home went through from strength to strength.
Well, that's interesting. So during that time, what were some of the top management challenges you had in actually managing a home?
Well, you see, everybody wants to do charity work. And to me, when I took the challenge, it's not just charity. It is something more to it. We are accountable. So we have to reach out to those who really need help. Therefore, I am blessed to get the support by people who give me such professional support, because we have to restructure our services in terms of health, in terms of medical, in terms of activities for them, so that they are able to enjoy their lives in the home. It is not an institution, it is a home. We have to create a home for them. Therefore, the participation by outside people, the volunteers especially, we have to make sure the volunteers come in to help us, and it makes lots of difference by having really passionate volunteers. And of course, we have to make sure that everything goes well. And of course, we also have an obligation to the funders. They must be involved in the process, and for them to make sure that the money spent is accordance to what it should be.
So people and money,
yeah.
And you have to have a high sense of accountability.
Yes, yes.
Am I correct?
Yes, it has to. Because whoever comes in, they can see that the money spent is properly channeled and properly used. So much so that everybody say that for Cheshire Home, you have to be really wealthy in order to do voluntary work, because we are not paying a cent to anybody. But it also means that it is not the wealth counts, it's how far you want to give your services. You must be passionate about it, and of course it goes directly, you know, to a person's passion. And of course they will also try to enhance the services, and it is a sharing kind of participation, you know, and it is all for the residents. We managed that for many years. We improved, But of course, we realize that the community must also be reached outside. So we open our gates to the community around us for the first time. And I was very happy to do so, because in the past, in the early age, people thought that, oh, this is just a residential for special people, so they won't come in. But when we managed to say that, look, we are also reaching out to you all. So we did lots of, going to houses in the kampung to say that, look, we have such services, physiotherapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy. Please bring your people in. So that kind of, it works, because the people in the district, they do not have such facilities. And I personally find it most challenging, because you go and see them, you see the head man in the kampung, and explain to the head man that we are here. They also miss concept that Shasha home was a Christian home at one time, so they were so reluctant to come in. So when they saw me, and I managed to use Malaysian Care Van at that time, Christian Van, to go to the kampung and collected the children to the home. So we more or less felt that early intervention must be done. They cannot keep their children in the houses. So we managed to open lots and lots of people with special children to come and use our services.
So Cheshire Home has actually moved now from a home to, I would say, more very sophisticated village,
yeah,
where you have all the facilities.
Yes, facilities.
Yeah, and that's just amazing, Datin. What would you see some of the future plans now for the home in the coming years?
And then, of course, I personally took the challenge from 2007, when we sat at one time talking about Convention for the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Then we discovered that, you know, we should then focus on the younger people, the youth. They have completed their basic education, but there is no such programs for those who are really, really not academically, groomed or qualified for such work. And we have to bear in mind that if we start bringing the young people in, give them appropriate training, they can then find a way into employment, and it more or less push up their livelihood standard, and they also can look after their families. So we have then to shift our focus on reaching out under economic empowerment. Why economic empowerment? Because there's so much that can be done for them, so that they will be employed and be independent.
Well, there we are. So you have it there, people. Datin Paduka Khatija on a quick snapshot view of the Cheshire Home. This information is really critical to many non-profit organizations who are looking to be successful. This is Dr. Suri Mohandas signing off with a message to share this audio interview with others. You can check us out on www.ifirstinternational.com.